focus here.
Am I on mic here? Can you hear me good? Yeah, one minute. This is the story of two investigations we never dreamed of making, but one thing led to another, bringing us to explore the work of Michael Tokarek and Daniel Desfolds. Our inspiration and starting point comes with the pioneer work of Dick Spotswood, who's of course here with us today, the value of whose many endeavors cannot be overstated. In sharing what we have learned, we wish to make a modest appeal for others to take up related research, examining yet to be explored areas of early commercial ethnic recording, including the quality, content, and development of artists and repertoire, A&R, of commercial ethnic recordings made in the United States during the period between the First and Second World Wars. One part of this story starts with Walter Maximovich, a Lemko Rusin, also known as a Ruthenian, or Carpatho-Russian, born in Silesia, Poland, who emigrated to the United States in 1964. While in high school, he worked at Surma's Ukrainian store in New York City. He became a career engineer at NASA. Engaging in Lemko cultural activities, he started a website in 1996, www.lemko.org. During the 1970s, Steve Shapiro, me, worked in a coal mine in McDowell County, as far south in the state of West Virginia as a person could go, and a place where the culture of Central Appalachia prevailed. A fellow miner, Andy Tokach, saw in Steve an old country affinity and started teaching him his parents' language, which he called Slavish, that is Slovak. Andy and Steve developed a Slovak routine between Hello, Yanko, Yakshima. Mountain warheads and very... In the early 1990s, I wound up with two albums of Slovak 78 RPM records. Listening to them, I recognized some of the words and phrases Andy had taught me and acquired an interest in Slovak 78s. In 1993, Barry Cheslock, an enthusiast of many things orthophonic, told a friend of ours, Paul Harpold, that he had picked up a foreign record which was the worst record he had ever heard. And I see the transfer here is not so good, but it's Kashka, and this is actually a Michael Tokarek record issued on Victor on a Lithuanian series. Paul said, call Steve Shapiro, he'll probably like it. Barry connected with me and gave me this record, Michael Tokarek's Orchestra, issued on the Lithuanian series. I naturally loved the record, and Barry's lack of enthusiasm for Tokarek's music notwithstanding, he and I became friends. A year or so later, I met an immigrant from Slovakia at a Czech and Slovak festival in Baltimore. I asked her whether she would help explain some of these recordings if I made her a tape. After listening, she was negative and said that she had little to offer, emphasizing that the Slovak on these records was not proper Slovak. I wondered how various artists of obvious quality on Columbian Victor could all have poor Slovak, but I let the matter rest. 2004, Walter and I became acquainted via Walter's Lemko website. I asked Walter if he would help me understand two of Tokarek's Janko sketches. Janko means Johnny. Both he and I recognized the sketch's great art, loaded with puns between Slovak, Rusyn, and English. We became friends, and the possibility of grasping Rusyn culture among Slovaks have put our project in good stead. I began making inquiries with the Tokarek family, enabling an outline of Tokarek's life and putting his recordings into context. Michael Tokarek's family emigrated from Eastern Slovakia, then part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, likely from the county of Zemplín in Slovakia to Passaic, New Jersey, in the latter 19th century. Then as now, Passaic was a major immigrant melting pot. Mike's father was a saloon keeper. Mike, the second child, was born in 1891. Twin brothers Steve and John, born July 4th, 1900. One can only imagine the variety of languages then spoken by this immigrant community, at work and in the community itself, including the saloons. Sometime during the 1910s or early 1920s, the Tokareks moved to Pennsylvania, ultimately settling in and around Minersville, near Pottsville. Mike and brother Steve both worked for a period of time in the coal mines. During the 1920s, Mike also lived in Philadelphia among Hungarian gypsies. Mike and Steve formed an orchestra playing at area weddings and dances. Between 1928 and 1931, they recorded 41 sides for Victor, 37 of them dances. This is from Dick's discography of the ethnic music, ethnic recordings in Emor. 37 of them dance, music, and sketches, with Mike as the comic lead and first violinist. The Victor sketches dealt mainly with immigrant life in America, married life, prohibition, and gypsies. The Tokarek brothers were not known to perform comic sketches, only to play music outside the Victor studios. One of the recordings featured singing of a John Sermay, who was born in Lekhart near Uzhhorod, which is now in Ukraine, had been part of Slovakia, but a major Rusyn center. Gonna play for you one of these sketches now, which is Michael and Steve in the coffee house. I don't know if we can do better with the focus here. I don't know, is there a focus button? Is this it? This one, if you could do a little something there, appreciate. And let me just give you a brief synopsis, because when the dialogue gets going, the pace picks up pretty quickly. Mike, Steve, both married, are in a coffee house. Mike orders some kielbasa sausage, and then there's a problem because of it being Lent. Mike says, no problem. He goes to an old joke I know goes back at least to the Muranos in Portugal about converting meat to fish with a prayer, with a baptism. And gypsies play, they're dancing with girls. What happens then is this good life, but brother Steve says that if our wives have seen the ladies we're dancing with, they give the business to us. Mike brags he's not scared of women. He opens his mouth. His wife is shouts at her. She becomes quiet like a mouse. Steve says, that's not my situation. In the second part, Michael's wife comes. Gives him the business. She's at home working your fingers to the bone with house, kids, and all, and says, you come back and stop this or you're going to get locked up. In the end, Mike comes back quiet as a mouse. Why don't we get started with the next cut? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Добрый вечер. Що панові задачі є?
Well, чекай. Принеси нам колбаси.
Патре Михайлович, так тут цигане. Гей, гей, танцюємо.
Добре, Штефане. Їм же би нам знали зараз, та як то в краю ще грає.
No, tu mają panowie kolbasu.
Hej, Michale, ale czy ty znasz, że Nieśka piatok, a my kolbasu orderowali?
I to prawda, ale co? Już za późno, czekaj. Hej, waiter.
Co takiego?
Przynieś mnie pohar wody.
Do raz, panowie.
Na co ci wodę?
Na co? Ta nie będziemy kolbasu jeść, musimy ją przekreślić.
Tu mają wodę, panowie.
Dobre, dziękuję. Patrz, Stefanie, w imię Ojca i Syna, i ducha, amen. Jakši bula kolbasa kolbasom, a teraz budeš ryba na veky vekom. Haha, vidíš, a teraz budeme jesť rybu.
Ale s tebe better, Michale.
No ta cože som mal robiť? Ale to nič, najčiše.
Hej.
Ta poď, potancujeme sebe. Hej, cigáne, tu máte taliara, ale zahrajte nám jednu šumnú notu.
Ja bodaj by si pomoc zdravé dal, děkujeme si šumne.
But not part of the recording orchestra, and the fellow in the middle, I'm not sure if he was part of the recording orchestra anyway, either. Next cut, if you would, we'll continue with the sketch.
No, vidíš, Štefane, ta to žice. Človek sebe vypije, podí, a potom potancuje. Nedem še s babami doma šedec.
Tak, hej, Michale. Ale żeby našu babu videli, z jakýma my paniami tancovali, ta oni by nám dali.
Co ta ty się babi boisz? Jak od razu na swoją skrzyczę, to tak jest cicho, jak Misza. Musi być cicho, bo kiedy nie ja doraz bijem. Ja baz, nie żena.
O, ta ja nie, bo moja by mnie doraz za tym ochmalila.
Słuchaj, zaś budu grać. Pozaś ich sobie potancujemy, a tak pójdziemy domu. Ja weźmiem to tu cenku, paniu, a ty weź to tu grubu, widzisz? Та грай, циган!
Музика
Patrej, tu tvoja žena stoji, joj, ale zlosna.
Joj, bodaj ju bida vžala, ta co ona tu chce?
Čekaj ti, bome, pa ti tak robiš, ideš damo cynje, bodaj se Kristolja pobila, te pijaku jeden.
Čekaj, Mario, ta nie rob mnie taku hańbu.
Ja nie znam, co u z tebu robić. Ja się z dzieckmi doma trapim, a ty po kały hałzo chodzisz, z dziełkami sobie mulatujesz. Jak parobok, hej! Idę z domu, bo teraz policmana zawolam.
Budzę siko, ty porchałko. Kto kalab nosi?
Ta i mąka nosi, lem ty się nie staraj, kto nosi. Ale chodź z domu, ale machaj skoro, bo ty teraz policmany beru na katarynku.
No, kie tak? To daj pokój, Mario, ja już idę.
Michale, tak to teraz was tyczy żeną.
Oh well, that's all right. Goodbye, Stefanie.
In checking out various names associated with recording Descartes recordings and Dick Spots with music on records, Emor, the name Dan Desfolds appears in as a speaker in two sketches of Tokarczuk's from 1931. Emor's index has a total of 5 entries for Desfolds, including the Tokarczuk session. The other entries included a cat imitation with Brunin Krieger in 1932, with which we opened this presentation. He was the cat meowing. Whistling with Michael Lapchak's Slovak Orchestra in 1928, singing with the Pachach and Juskanich Slovak Orchestra in 1929, and as choir director and composer with Adele Kiselak, apologies for the quality of the transparencies, in 1930. Desfolds also appears as composer of 8 sides from 1931 of the Carpato-Ruska Vesela Grupa, Carpatho-Rusin Merry Group. It wasn't hard to envision him as some Greek Catholic clergyman or choir director who periodically facilitated Slovak Carpathian recordings for Victor. How wrong can a person be? Desfolds was a made-up name. Földes is Hungarian for landowner or of the earth. Secretive to the extreme about his early life, even his Hungarian-born wife Eleanor, whom he met in New York City, knew nothing. Desfold's basics include the following, at least as we understand it. 1892, born Lucerne, Switzerland, immigrates here in 1912, had a background in business and banking, joins Victor around 1924, 1925, takes U.S. citizenship in 1925. Around 1928 on, he's identified as a Victor recording session supervisor. Makes a trip to the Slovakian area of Czechoslovakia, April, May 1930. Variously identified on Victor correspondence as manager, foreign record department, manager, foreign recordings, manager, international record series, sales. 1937, he makes recording trips to Trinidad, Cuba, and Puerto Rico. Had it but known when worked with the Growling Tiger and Dick was in on the recording sessions with us, we could have asked him more about Desfolds back in 1979. Goes to Argentina around 1940 through 42, heading up RCA's records division. Come back to the States in 42, leaves Victor, has business ventures in the East, moves west, more business ventures, real estate ventures, dies in 1952. Here is a one letterhead he's writing about with the gramophone company. They're the only ones who we could have some access to the files, thanks to Paul Vernon and Bruce Baston. And here he's discussing business about Antonio Machin. Here he is, same year, discussing other artists, including the trio Matamoros. And you'll see a whole line of Victor records here in 1932. They still are more or less maintaining. They have a broad range of ethnic recordings that they're marketing. Not 1936 again. Antonio Machin, Cuban singer, brought out Peanut Vendor with Donas Piazza's orchestra in the 20s, I think. And last, 1939, some correspondence relating to licensing and all of the Lacuna Cuban boys. Nearly totally forgotten, Desfold's name rang a bell with several colleagues. Scholar Paul Vernon recalled this correspondence in the EMI files, linking him to Argentina, bringing out new wave Astor Piazzolla tangos on Victor. Bruce Baston helped with his correspondence. John Cowley recalled Desfold as a principal in Bluebird's recording venture in Trinidad and produced an interview in the Trinidad Guardian in 1937. And Dick Spotswood added that the trips that Desfolds made in 37 also included Cuba and Puerto Rico. Again, I apologize for the transparencies, but I'll talk about these in a minute. Right, but for this, we got it principally. Ruth Edge facilitated things with Bruce Baston and Paul Vernon. This is a copy that John Cowley dug out of microfilms of this interview Desfolds gave in Trinidad. In the 1937 interview, it included, "Where are the tunes that mother used to sing? He is here," this is Desfolds, "to make recordings of folk songs, calypso specialized tunes belonging only to Trinidad. Mr. Desfolds has traveled all over the world in this particular mission, and every country he has visited, he's asked to hear the songs that mother used to sing. Talks about his trip to Czechoslovakia, where he met an old woman who could sing songs, I believe that's Terka Hlucilova, that no one else knew of the days gone by. He made recordings of her songs and played them back to her. The old lady was delighted. She prostrated herself almost in adoration before the microphone and said, 'These Americans are marvelous. I've been trying to teach my own people these songs for years, and still they cannot sing them. But the Americans, I sing the song but once to them, and lo, they sing them back to me, word perfect.'" She had never seen a gramophone before. Just how Desfolds came to Victor is unclear. Nathaniel Shilkret was a predecessor in the Foreign Department. Shilkret wrote of his coming to Victor's Foreign Department as an orchestrator and conductor in 1922. He became the manager. He left that department, at least running it major, around 1924-25. Desfolds came in. Desfolds was said to speak 18 languages. He would have been a natural given his affinity for songs. Also involved with this department and whose diaries are well worth looking at, so I've been advised, Harold Smith, a Victor executive. The early electric period of the late 20s, 30s was a dynamic period for the recording industry in the U.S. and much of the rest of the world. Technology and economics led to expansion and vitalization of repertoire. Many record aficionados find this period the most interesting, but very little research has been done relating to ethnic recordings. In his foreword to Emore, James Billington, Librarian of Congress, wrote, "A major corpus of American sound recordings remains virtually unknown, unpreserved, and uncharted. Dick's writings provide an essential starting point, but much research remains to be done." And in the paper, I discuss and I would appeal to you to take a look at various issues which I think are worth looking at, an inventory of surviving records, looking at the process, how and all various record companies organized, operated, selected repertoire, lost key people, and its effect on recording. In here this is from Voice of Victor, is a picture of Cibelli, Eugenio Cibelli, who was a power with the Victor's Italian recordings, among other things. Skipping over back to Desfolds, like Shilkret, Desfolds was a person who carried various portfolios. His byline appears in two Voice of the Victor articles that I've seen. This one here, "He'll Go Without Food." After talking about jazz smoking hot, he declared, Dispose, the Southern Negro has much simpler taste, and went on to explain to Victor dealers how to make a window display around Luke Jordan's Pick Poor Robin Clean. Cut out a black cardboard, two Jays and a Robin, have them suspended in your window in a fighting attitude, you'll stop them all. Where these copies of these records are in all these windows, I don't know. Another one in foreign-born Americans, he goes further in terms of saying how you can market. Despite his taste and affinity for music, Disfolds was not known as a performer. We open with this cat imitation. Here he is in a cameo appearance enhancing a chardosh with his whistling with Mike Lapchek's orchestra. We could have the fourth track, please, about a minute of it. You can judge his whistling for yourself. Track four.
Добрий вечір. Що панові задачі є?
Well, чекай. Принеш нам колбаси.
Патре Михайле, так тут цигане. Hey, hey,
no, that's the wrong track.
Добре, Штефане.
Next track.
Тим же б нам знали зараз, так.
Trust me, he whistles with this. He dominates the recording, and his whistling is a little more prominent than one would wish. If you could play the one you just started now, here he is singing. I thought maybe it was his voice. It's truly his voice doing Prishla Pomenye Kartka, a draft card arrived for me. During Disfold's time in the late 20s, Victor expanded its electric recordings with many nationalities. Here are just a few. Many people. German, Italian, Spanish, Mexican, Greek. These are sheets went to dealers or handouts for people, more Polish, Greek again, German, Slovak, West Indian, Ukrainian. Apologize for the focus here, but it is what it is. The Slovak and particularly Rusyn, Eastern Slovak and Ruthenian catalog expanded greatly. I don't know about record sales, the numbers, but I believe Disfolds had a major part in all that. I'm gonna skip down to another sketch. One of the best that I'm sure was done, even though Disfold's name and voice do not appear in this, but with Tokarik, Yankov Pittsburgh, John in Pittsburgh, a quick synopsis. John is having trouble with his wife in Philadelphia. He winds up in Pittsburgh looking for his crayon, his countrymen. There's a lot of misunderstandings with the policemen that lead to these puns between English and Slovak, gotcha, where the policeman says, oh, I gotcha. And Janko hears this as gotcha, meaning underwear. Človek means human being, person. Policeman hears it as Bolshevik. And at the very end, Mishu, oh, I don't think your wife will miss you. And John hears it as Mushu, meaning must. If I must, I must. Anyway, he finally winds up with his countrymen and gets boarding there. They have a good time, wind up at Victrola, dance, music, drink. Policemen, state policemen come and look for John and bring him home. We can have the next cut, next track, please. It's a little slow to begin. Could you start this at the beginning?
No, a tu jem u tým Špicburku. Ale kde by tu teperka svojho krajana najtu? Sej, Mr. Policeman. No to, can you for me which place?
Which place? What do you mean?
Ty neznáš, kde tu můj krajan byla?
What do you mean? Piva? Nobody. Everything is closed up here in Pittsburgh. You can't get a drink here.
No, no, Mr. Krajan, Mr. Špicburk. Ah, excuse me, Mr. Policeman. Я хочу знати, мими лукен мой краян Штиф Калиня.
О, I gotcha.
No, мистер полицман, no gotcha. Я, you know, talking me, numero which place street living Штиф Калиня, на Питтсбург.
Oh, now I know what you mean. You want to buy a drink. No, there is no speakeasy around here.
Проклятя, би то би було. Ми no лукен шпингізі, ми лукен мой краян. Me here this time. Oh, this place, Slovak living. Маєте краяні.
Алло, Янко.
О, добрі, як ви ще маєте? Місіс Каліня, не мали би ще тут про мене квартиль?
А там ні. Чекай, я ти зробим пляж. На, come on, Янко, я сам ready.
Добре, місіс, я йдем.
Next track. This is John Sormé plays us, well, Steve Kaliniak here.
Ой, хлопе, але то і паленька, на, випій ще з нідаку.
Ну, та дай Боже здоров'я.
Дай Боже і тебе, Янку.
Та то уся кличе паленька.
Та то ти себе думаш, що ми ту пізбурку хоч топ'єме. Носа, Янку, ту заплатиш, але уже є за то.
Ну, знаєш, що ж ти. Я теперка би хотів маленько собі помолатувати, яко знаєш, не кортить танцювати.
Ха. Так якби ж так танцював, так go ahead, накрузь Вікторлу, а танцюй.
Орайч ти, я накручу, колем тепер собі помулатую.
Thank you.
Ale sobi povergal. Не пам'ятаю, коли так собі файно потанцював.
Йой, Янкуша, коли з мене до того прийшли?
Прокляття, аби їм було. То що вони з мене хочуть?
Say, is there anybody here by the name of John Lydock?
Mr. Policeman. No, me taken for arrest. Me kobuli good fellas. You know a little bit whiskey, no?
No, no whiskey for me. Come on, get ready.
What's the matter, you me talking ready? Me no bones. Me all the same fine, good. But like you nice Sholovic.
Bolshevik, no Bolshevik. Come on, get ready. We are going back to Philadelphia with me.
Mr. Police, me no like and go Philadelphia.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that all. Boy, me no like and my woman.
Oh, well, I didn't think she would miss you anyhow.
No, jak mushu ta mushu. Goodbye, Steve.
Goodbye, goodbye.
I'm going to skip in the interest of time, except that to say, in the middle of the Depression, 1930, RCA paid for him to do a trip to Slovakia, which we covered a little bit in that trip. 7 years later, no money at all. Recordings only issued here, as far as we know. Clearly, DeSfolds had an interest. 1937, he leads this group to Trinidad, doing various recordings for Bluebird, using Presto machines. This included some of the very first known recordings of women calypso singers. Same year, he's in Puerto Rico and Cuba, Orquesta Casino de la Playa, Miguelito Valdez, major sales. He brings out in the late 30s, according to his family, taking this record from Nazi Germany, a bunch of records from Nazi Germany, got them issued on with American titles, WPA Polka, Jelly Roll Polka, Birmisha Polka, which was a Czech song about unrequited love, becomes Beer Barrel Polka. Argentina, he winds up in Argentina heading the recording unit. Here's a photo of him from Argentina. And I want to close with a sketch he wrote called Yoshko Domas Merike, Joe Back Home from America. A quick synopsis again, Joe meets Mike. In the first part, Mike's voice becomes Fyodor in the second part, and it deals with Americanization and changing a name, spitting, whether or not you swallow the cherry pits and you get diarrhea versus appendicitis, the difference between Slovakia and America. Track 8 should get this.
Вітаю, Ошку. Та що там нового в той сухой Америці?
Халло, хлопці. Халло. Але, excuse me, бо я в Америці не Ошко, але Джо.
Що? Джо? О, та то не таке красне ім'я, як Ошко. Ти не пам'ятаєш, який ти був Йожо, колись ми ходили ночами на попову черешні?
Бай, Гали, а як ти то добре пам'ятаєш? Як билем вчора було?
А як би мене пам'ятав? Ти не знаєш, як ти кричав з конаря, Василю, але костки не виплювуй, бо ні сянаї, що й жандари по нас прийдуть.
Sure, Майк, я забойся крейзі був за черешнями. О, Майк, келі то був ванцюг, а потім, що за тим слідувало, дегел, гірав, в Америці напевно їм був достал од мих пенецайду.
Що б були їй достал, що? Ти не може червінку?
Never mind. В Америці люди червінку не доставають. Вона лен вас ту у краю хапать від ваших дрішлявок. Ми собі там в Америці їме пічес, бенейнес, помейдес, подейдес, шкробері, а і пай. А на то шитко п'єме муншайн. Але пенецайда то є такий цицок, що ти висить на брюху з внука. Кед лигаш черешні з костками на гаряб, то ся ти вони там до нього напхають. А як то цицок там напухне, та доктор мусить зробити реперейшн. Приріже ти брюх недалеко від пупка, отріже цицок, зашиє стичами і окей.
Пані Карчмаричко, а гей же ви ніколи не чули за то ту американську паню зайду. З оститком на брюху. исчезла бы. Дайте ту 1 литр той нашей подкарпатской теркалити. А ты, тиган, прай, что стриль до твоей матери. Про мене вояжба.
Mike now, the voice of Mike now comes.
Та ти за то ти 4 роки у Америці майже цілком забув по-нашому. Гей, пані Карчмарка, принесь нам ту 1 літр з тієї нашої чехословенської сливовиці. Най тот американ заполока своє собі сухе горло. Так, ну.
Покаж, стойте, я і пітхоту доляла. И попро насыпала.
Вивар.
Живьё.
Good luck.
Здравствуй.
А, но, та то уже не такая, как тот американский муншайн, что моя бурдинг-боска варила с погнитых бандурок. Же як ем з ней пару погар выпил, там и аж гамбы побелавили, та и очи почервенили. Желем так ем смотрил, як коцур з осичкем. Але вот у мене з тобом, Федоре, чом єсть такий смутний? Чи можесь більше ликнул, як треба? Помися видить, що отколи ми ся не виділи, та ти ся бар спреченчував. Ну, не будь крейзі, go ahead, випий ми ще по єдним. А зараз розправляй мій даштон.
Я маю таку машину, що розправляє там вона дома.
Бай, гаш, а яку? Як ся менує? Чи може грамофон?
Найліпшу, що я мог найти.
А як, на отплату?
Але там, за готовий грош.
А натігуєш, уже б почала бесідувати?
Ні, вона ся рушить сама от себе.
Та як її заставиш?
Їй не мож заставити.
Не мож заштапувати? Та як, бесідує і през ноч?
День і ноч.
Джі, то мусить якась нова бити.
Не будь дурний, Йошку. Та я ся з ньому женив.
Ну, та я не думав, що ти такий фігляр, Федоре. Та за то-то я тепер зафундую. І циганом тиш, бо видиш, же як поджмуркую. Та нова камашля, грайте єдну скакачу.
Єркну собі з островами і танцюю з дівчатами. Гей, ой, няшка за старом, ото калиняку гусаром. Гей, ой, няшка за старом, ото калиняку гусаром. Єркню собі з островами і танцюю з дівчатами.
Mayor, I forgot to include in synopsis, there's a joke comparing a wife to the purchase of a gramophone and talking day and night, and you can't turn off. And anyway, there's a joke on Yoshko. Disfolds, here's his obituary, died in 52. I'd just like to say in closing that his effect on the Victor Company, much to be charted. This is a brief outline. For sure, his interest in improper Slovak among the Zemplin Starish people, the Rusins, the extensive catalog of a Victor group under Ciroch. They couldn't have sold many, but they recorded plenty, they issued plenty. This had to be close to his heart. Hungarians tell me this guy is not Swiss by his look. His Rusin is that of a native, even if he spoke 18 languages. Fascinating figure. Hope more research comes on, not only on him, but the whole role of people like him on the development of ethnic recordings. I'd like to thank you all for your kind attention and wish you the best for the conference.